Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Collins here with the sports news. Big day for the Irish. Well, big day for Skibbereen in China.
Yeah, yes. It's amazing. It's the World Rowing Championships in Shanghai, and Skibbereen is over there taking the best of them on. But others as well, of course. But so far, it's been a great morning for Ireland. Siobhan McCrohan has won her semi-final, the women's single sculls. She'll race in the A-final. Jake McCarthy finished third in his semi-final, qualifying for Saturday's A-final. And the men's double of Fintan McCarthy and Philip Doyle have also qualified for the A-final after a second place finish in their semi-final. And in about 8 minutes' time, the men's pair, Ross Corrigan and Nathan Timoney, go in lane one in their A-final. It's at 7.44 and it's live on the RTE player if you want to see it. In Gaelic games, although Kerry beat Donegal in the All-Ireland football final, Donegal have more nominations for the PwC All-Stars football team. Donegal have 10 nominations, Kerry have 9. Dublin have their lowest representation in 20 years, just 2. The nominees for Footballer of the Year are David Clifford and Joe O'Connor of Kerry and Michael Murphy of Donegal. That's where Helen O'Rourke is stepping down as Chief Executive Officer of the Ladies Gaelic Football Association at the end of this year. She took over the role in September 1997. The process to find a replacement begins immediately. To soccer, and in last night's Europa League ties, Celtic battled their way to a deserved point in a 1-1 draw at Red Star Belgrade. Kelechi Iheanacho put Celtic ahead, Marko Arnautovic equalised. Nottingham Forest drew 2-2 with Real Betis in their first European game for nearly 30 years. The former Manchester United player Antony scored a late equaliser for Betis. Newcastle began the defence of their League Cup title with a 4-1 win at home to Bradford City. Spurs beat Doncaster 3-0, Arsenal won 2-0 at Port Vale, and Manchester City were 2-0 winners at Huddersfield. The fourth round draw, which was made last night, sees 4 all Premier Division ties. Arsenal versus Brighton, Newcastle versus Tottenham, Liverpool versus Crystal Palace, and Wolves versus Chelsea. On to golf, and the pairings for tomorrow's opening matches in the Ryder Cup will be announced at 9 o'clock tonight in New York before play gets underway tomorrow. Reporting from Bethpage is Gary Moran.
Well, it's just one more sleep to Ryder Cup 2025, and the preparations for the players are as good as done. The inclement weather forecast for today was sufficiently bad as to bring the opening ceremony forward by 24 hours. Constant rain is forecast. For the players, that surely means no lengthy time on the range trying to iron out any swing flaw, and maybe not even much time on the putting green, though they're not likely to have too much to work on anyway one day out. The prep should be done. As for the captains, their minds will surely be busy, and among other things, they will name their pairings for tomorrow's opening foursomes at 9 o'clock Irish time this evening. Well, Paul McGinley was hailed as a brilliant skipper back in 2014. In a recent Global Golf Post edition, he hailed Europe's current incumbent, Luke Donald, as great, maybe the greatest captain ever. And Europe's veteran player, 45-year-old Justin Rose, certainly backs his fellow Englishman.
You know, I'm blown away by the work ethic that he's given this captaincy cycle, both of them. You know, he came into it in Rome maybe 6 months behind where he would have been otherwise. Made up for it amazingly. I think his communication style has been incredibly consistent and on point, and I think takes a lot of the fuss out of it from a player's point of view. So, yeah, listen, it comes down to execution from a player's point of view always, but just good, clear captaincy, I think, kind of sets the tone and paves the way for the players to kind of go ahead and focus on what's important, which is obviously on the golf course from Friday morning. So there's probably a million decisions Luke's had to make to give us no decisions. And I think that's ultimately what the job of being a captain is. But yeah, I give Luke tons of credit for how much he's invested in himself.
That's Justin Rose, and we'll hear from Luke Donald in an hour's time.
Thanks, Gary. Finally, racing news. Spanish Harlem and Danny Mullins won the Kerry National feature at Listowel yesterday for Team Willie Mullins. And today's feature race is the Lartigue Hurdle.